The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Biz Besties. We are live from New York City, and we're so excited to be here. We will preface that we are recording this live from New York, and we don't have our microphones. We trust that the sound quality will be just as great as normal. But just know that the energy that you get infused through this episode comes straight from us being in this energy of being in a million-dollar brand and what it means to up-level and what is possible for us and all of you who are listening and all of you who want to build your business. There's just so much possibility. And we know, Kayla and I know, that we always bring that to you. And everything is energy-based and everything is infused with energy. And we purposely wanted to record this from here to be in an indifferent environment and to be able to see what sort of energy can be infused into the first episode of Biz Besties of season 7. So welcome back, Kayla. What are you grateful for today about having your own business?
I am grateful that we've been doing Biz Besties for a year. This is the 1 year anniversary, and that through this podcast platform, we've been able to have really fun, deep conversations about what's having a big impact with our clients or what our clients are doing that's having a big impact, and be able to share that in a way that so many people can hear and listen and relate and message us. It's been so much fun to talk to everyone through the podcast, but then everyone who talks back on Instagram as well. Yeah, what about you?
I'm grateful to have an online business today and every day. But especially right now, because I've met lots of people in the last few days. Obviously, we've been around lots of other business owners and masterminding and sharing my story with lots of people about previously being a teacher and meeting lots of actual other teachers as well who have left to be able to go out and do their own thing. And it's really just showing me how, as much as I loved teaching and I value the profession and I think teachers are so needed in this world, getting clearer and clearer every day that it wasn't the path for me, because my path is truly to sit in this big visionary role of what's possible to inspire and transform people all around the world. And I was limited in that in the classroom.
Okay. That's what our episode's about. So this is fun.
Yeah. So today we are going to dive right into how you can reach and serve hundreds of more clients a month. And this is particularly, we have a type of person in mind that we're speaking to in this episode, and you might fall into that category and you might already be a client of ours. And so all of this applies to you as well. And if you're somebody who's not a client of ours yet, we want you to know that if you are, say, somebody who is in the helping profession in the real world, and when I say real world as opposed to the online space, so if you're listening and you're a teacher, you're a counselor, you're a doctor, you're a naturopath, you're an acupuncturist, the list can really go on, right? Of wellness, helping professionals. We want to talk to the people who, in your day-to-day job, you are serving people already, and we want to help you see how you could be serving hundreds of more clients a month, or patients, or whatever the word is that feels suitable to you, and that you can do that by adding in a component of an online business without taking away what it is that you do day to day. So we're not asking you to leave your, say, acupuncture profession or your RMT job that you love to do. We're saying, do you know that there are so many more people you can serve on top of that? Or the teachers out there, you've got your 30 students in your classroom. What happens if you serve your 30 students in your classroom, but also 100 people online? There's so much potential. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
So one of our clients that we wanted to use as a little example to inspire everyone here is someone who is a counselor, and she has been able to shape the online component of her business by inviting people in who are watching her content on her social media and giving them courses that relate directly to the challenges that they're having now in their life. And so they don't have to wait for one-on-one with her. They can sign up for the course and take that. And then it helps people really get to know her, relate, and book one-on-ones if they still want to book one-on-ones after.
Mm-hmm. And what I see with this particular client is that she loves the work that she does in person. And clearly people love the work that she provides as well. And she is waitlisted, and there are so many hours in a day, and there's only so many hours that she can work. And so she really saw the opportunity of, what resource could I provide to the people who have to wait to book in their next call with me? Or even, okay, so you see a patient as a counselor or a client, and you're not going to see them every day. So when we think about this particular counselor that is in our community, she does have a niche that she could actually build a membership around as well. So she can create a course that she serves people with in between her in-person calls. And the people that take that course all share a common interest or common challenge, we might say. And I know that we're being kind of like vague and broad in this, but it is because we want to keep our clients anonymous. But we would want you to know that the opportunity is there to do what you do and love to do what you do and help so many more people in the in-between. And the way that we often will support our clients to do that, we have three main ways that we work with people to go into the online space to support one-to-many, and that is courses, because obviously many people can sign up and take your course. Memberships, because you can have many people be a part of your membership. And then taking your one-to-one practice and turning it into a group program. And we've seen lots of success ourselves with those three types of products. And we've also seen our clients have incredible success when they implement one, two, or all three of those ways of building their business. Yeah, I think she's a great first.
Yeah, the other thing that's cool about this model of thinking about how you can be online is that usually in person, you're treating the people who are available right in front of you, can drive to your clinic, or who can call you. And it's one-on-one, usually. So when you're online and you're selling the courses, the memberships, the group program, that is globally accessible. So you don't have to limit yourself to just the people you know and just the people that they know. You then can talk to people on Instagram. You can talk to people on LinkedIn or wherever you're hanging out online and you like to hang out online and have something that those people can be impacted by as well.
And another thing here that I'm hearing you say, that those of you listening might be like, I went to school to be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or whatever, and so I don't know how to do the online stuff. I don't know what it means to be online, to even have people who would want to buy a course. And I just want to assure you that we support with all of that. We show you from scratch, zero followers on Instagram, how to build that up. If you LinkedIn is your place, we can support you to grow that. Email marketing. We provide all of the how-to. We've got all of the methods inside of Align CEO Method. And what we're saying is that those will be your marketing tools to then support you to grow out again, whether it's going to be a course or a mastermind. Maybe it's a podcast. whatever it is that you want, something that you want to create, you don't have to worry about the, but I don't have an IG following or a business Instagram account or whatever it is. Yeah, we support you with all of that. You just have to come with us with the desire of, I do this in person and I would really like to learn and explore what it'd be like to take it into the online space.
Okay, our next case study is a client that originally, when we first started working together, had a job, a normal 9-to-5, and she also was so educated in different areas and was a practitioner. And we're keeping it vague, but go with the story. So she had all these skills and a 9-to-5 job, but wasn't fulfilled doing that job and wanted to leave, but was maybe a bit nervous about that. And then so when she jumped into working for herself, that was the point that unlocked all of the creativity, all the ideas, all the excitement. And the first thing she did was start a business online. And then she was doing a membership and some courses online, and then has since transitioned to leading her own health clinic in person. And she still has the online component. So she's making different streams of revenue from different ways that she's working with people, both in person and online, but all on her own terms now. It's so amazing to see.
Yeah. And again, when we look at this particular client, okay, so she can see her patients in the clinic, in her own clinic, how incredible that she's been able to build out her own in-person, like brick and mortar clinic. And, you know, if she has this really accessible course that they could start with, she's got lots of offerings online. If she was to say to her clients, all you have to do is, I have this other business. If you want to go check it out on there, you can find teachings and educations and practices and stuff like that. And all they would have to do is follow her business Instagram. And from there, they get to start to go on a journey with her of what it's like to be a part of her online business in the in-between of maybe their next appointment with her in person. It really, when you have these opportunities for people to stay connected with you in between appointments, or maybe they're waitlisted, or maybe somebody worked with you in person and then they've moved away and they're like, oh, I just really loved you as a practitioner and I wish I could stay in your energy. When you have a course, a membership, a program, something like that, a resource that you can give them, a podcast, it continues to build that connection with those people. And we know that business building is really connection making, and a lot of it is off of the premise of the saying is no like trust. We always like to say no love trust, no love trust. And that person, that client, that patient, whatever you want to call them, can continue to know you and love the work that you do and trust the work that you do and continue to seek more from you. People will start to see you as an educator, as a teacher of the thing that you like to deliver anyway. And then we have a third case study that we want to share with you. As we mentioned at the beginning, there's so many different professions that you can fall into. And we have a few medical doctors that have come to us. They are so passionate about the work that they do in hospitals and with patients. And they also want to do more work outside of the hospital. And so you want to kick it off with this?
Yeah, they want to have the impact on many people rather than doing the work that's hard on their body. And who can relate to that? Any type of shift workers, any type of people who have a really emotional job, emotionally draining job, supporting other people, you experience the burnout and the exhaustion that comes along with that. And so building out other streams of income is a way to support you not to have to work as much in that if you want to keep your toes in the hospital land or whatever that looks like, and then build other streams. So this particular client has an incredible coaching company where she works with other women who experience burnout from hustle culture. And she has these really neat opportunities to work with her at different price points. We think that's cool and we wanted to highlight that. Because I don't know what everybody thinks, but I think often there's this perception that if somebody's going to do a course online or you're going to work with them, it's going to be really expensive. And it doesn't always have to be that way. She has a low price point thing that's going to support the people who buy it through 21 days of consistent action to get out of the hustle culture. And then there's more to working with her as well. So she's created this business where you can have little bite-sized things and say, yes, I love that. Yes, how can you support me more? And because of that, her impact is so huge, is so vast, because she can meet people where they are.
And also what she demonstrates in particular is the ability to coach, teach, educate from a place of firsthand experience to other people directly in her shoes. So she has coaching programs for other physicians who are also feeling that burnout. Now, she has other offers, and I say that in quotes because if the offer doesn't land with you, what we mean by that is something else for sale, and you don't have to be a physician. But she knows that she can support the other colleagues in her hospital or in other hospitals around the world. That's one group of people she can help. So if you're a teacher, you could help other teachers, and you could also help people who aren't teachers. She can help people who aren't doctors. There is so much opportunity once you move into the online space. And yeah, we just continue to see that you can continue to build this trust with people as you, the expert. Like, hi, I am a doctor and I know this in a medical professional way. And I also learned how to build a course to be able to show you what it is that I know so that you can access it. And maybe you don't have to be a medical doctor to take a course on how to remove burnout and hustle from your life, but you can hear from somebody who's experienced it firsthand about how it really can impact you and how to make sure that you don't live your life that way. And so who better to learn from than people who have the lived experiences? And that's why we think it's so cool that counselors, teachers, doctors, wellness professionals, coaches, guides, healers, yoga teachers, all these types of people come to build their businesses with us because they are the expert in the thing that they're the expert in, yoga, in breath work, in being a counselor. And we get to be the experts in building online businesses to help them say, you know what, you're really good at this. You really like this. We can help you have a business doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really fun and really cool. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure I speak for both of us when I say we want more women like this. We want, if you're listening and you're like, I do help people day to day in my in-person job. I do see people in my office or in my classroom or in my yoga studio or whatever it is. And I love that. And I am curious about what it would look like to have an online course that would continue to serve people and also generate more income. Like, let's not leave that out of the conversation. The byproduct of all of this actually is going to be you're going to generate more income as well. So you're already creating income in your life as a doctor, as a teacher, as a yoga instructor. And would it be helpful if you had more income?
Yeah, more income. And because we talk about one to many, which means you create something one time and many people can experience it, it doesn't often mean tons and tons more work for you. You can design however you want that to work because you're the boss in the case of your own online business. I just want to do one quick little bonus case study for all the teachers out there who are listening. Mm-hmm. So I was at a party and I was talking to someone that I've known for a long time and they were asking me what I do. And I said, okay, I'll just run you through what I do with where we are right now. So what's a problem that you see from your classroom perspective that you could solve if there weren't all these walls up around you? Like, if you didn't just have to deliver the curriculum and that's it, that's your only job here. What problem do you see? And they said, I see the problem that parents are putting undue pressure on their student athlete children. And I want to tell those parents to chill because not everybody's going to make it to the NHL. And the character building aspect of sport is a lot more important than the get to the NHL aspect of sport for 99% of kids. So back down kind of thing. But he wants to teach the parents how to nurture the children so that they can enjoy sport, they can experience it, and they get something out of it. So it's a positive experience for everyone involved. And I said, okay, great. That's perfect. Because from the teacher perspective, perhaps he doesn't know how to set up an online business, but that is such a good problem to solve. So the online business component of that would be we would support you to create a course or a membership or masterclass series, basically whatever resonates with you, to deliver this content and charge a price point for it, and then keep talking about it so you can sell it again and again. And when I explained it like that, I just saw all the light bulbs going off. Oh yeah, I do have a problem to solve, and I could build another stream of income if I wanted to. And I could use the power of the internet to talk to people from all over the world instead of just the people who are standing in front of me right now. And I thought that was such a good example, because teachers and all the helping professions, doctors, acupuncturists, RMTs, nutritionists, people who are in it with you every day, they hear the problem. Hairdressers, personal trainers, you are solving people's problems in real life, one-on-one, and you could be doing that in a way that has huge impact if you want to learn how to have an online business.
And the last thing I want to say to that is what we heard in the beginning, and this is such a like quick turnaround to that like fear or worry is, okay, so I am in my working job or business most days, and how if I joined Align CEO Method, for example, then how would I wouldn't be able to come to any of the calls. So then how would I ever be able to fit this into my life? And what we want you to know is that we attract the type of people who, you're a go-getter. You want this. You want to impact more people, and you want to have more income, and you want to be able to do more with your life. And we know that the type of person who really wants this will watch a replay. If you can't come to the live call, it's not the end of the world. You have an entire library of resources with teachings and trainings for everything that you need to get your business running and online. And you can submit your coaching questions ahead of time if you can't come to the calls. We record everything. You get a replay of everything. And so I can hear people, I can hear it because we've heard it, of people saying, but oh, the reason I'm not joining Align CEO Method is because I'm not full-time in my business yet, and I'm still in my 9-to-5, or I'm still in my in-person job. And then when we say, you do know that you have every training at your fingertips inside of Align CEO Method, and we will send you a replay of everything. And then they sign up. Then they sign up, because you don't need to be live with us on every call to have a successful transformational online business. You just don't. We have taken everything we know and have made it into multiple different trainings that you have access to for the entire year that you're inside of the program. So you get in and you decide where you need to start. Like, where do you need to dip your toes in at the beginning? And obviously we'll help direct you, because we know the ins and outs of your business and your desires and your dreams. And so we're there to guidepost you for sure. And I don't think that you should tell yourself the excuse anymore of, I can't commit to, maybe it's not our coaching program, maybe it's another business coaching program, but stop telling yourself the story that because you are in a working, let's just say 9-to-5 job for ease, or Monday to Friday job, that you can't grow your business. That's not true. If you really want it, you'll watch trainings and you'll learn what you need to learn, and you'll get this put in place so that in 3-4 months, you're still working the job that you love, but in the evening, you're coming home and seeing that people are buying your course, and you're like, wow, I was able to impact 5 people in real life today in my office, in my classroom, and 10 people this evening who purchased my course. Wouldn't that be an incredible feeling? Stop waiting on your dreams is what I want to say to everybody.
You heard it here, everybody. Stop waiting on your dreams. Absolutely. We have people who join the program and take specific days off around our days that are really intensive where we get into it. I mean, anything is possible. You can shuffle things around. You can take the days off. And the replays are always available. It's all, everything you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And it's our job to make sure you have a great experience and to support you to get what you want. We are 100% here for that.
And speaking of, since you just mentioned it, the days that are intensive, we do those quarterly, and our next one is next week. 2 VIP days back to back, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th. You want in those 2-day VIP days because we are setting up your business to carry you into summer. Imagine going into summer with your content made. Imagine knowing that you can go to the lake, your kids can get out of school, and you're not like, oh shit, I don't have any podcast batch. I don't have any content made. I don't have any emails written. I don't have a marketing plan. I don't know how I'm going to make sales. We are setting you up in April to soar through April, May, June, and carry you into summer. You do not want to miss these 2 days. It will be worth your investment in the program to get in before next Thursday, Friday.
You can just send us a DM on Instagram or go to our website, myaligedpurpose.com, and it's super clear on there how to get more info about Aligned CEO Method. Apply or send us a DM to chat.
All right. We are signing off from New York. Thanks, everybody, for staying with us, being here all the way through to season 7. We're so excited you're here. And this is just the beginning. As I had mentioned on the previous TGIM episode this week, season 7 is really exciting. Kayla and I are jazzed about all the content we want to bring you on Biz Besties. Mm-hmm. TGIM is going to be heavily mindset, manifestation, spiritual, metaphysical focused. And we've got incredible guests lined up for the next few months. So keep your eyes peeled on the podcast. If you're not already, go over and hit follow on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate and review, all that great stuff.